Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The future of regulating and mitigating so-called forever chemicals in drinking water appears to be in limbo nationwide. During the Biden administration, the EPA enacted strict limits on a laundry list of PFAS chemicals and a timeline to start enforcing those limits. But the Trump administration is pushing that timeline back and scrapping limits on some forms of the chemicals for now, raising concerns about the ultimate fate of those Biden-era limits. Locally, some state lawmakers are taking steps they believe will help ensure Delaware manages any PFAS contamination issues in line with the Biden-era rules. This week, contributor John Hurdle examines what the Trump administration's approach on PFAS means for the first state and how Delaware is responding in his latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. And John joined me this week to discuss what he learned. John, I think the best place to start is where things stood before the Trump administration took office. What were the PFAS limits created by the Biden administration's EPA, and how did they compare to the levels Delaware was contemplating before the Biden administration created those levels?
Well, what the Biden administration did was to set health limits for six PFAS. And the most headline grabbing, if you like, were its very strict limits for two of the most commonly found types of PFAS chemicals. Those are called PFOA and PFOS. And what the Biden administration did was to set very strict limits on those things. That was four parts per trillion. And what I'm hearing from the scientific community is that that is right down at the lowest detection limit. You might say that that was an indication of the seriousness with which the Biden administration took these chemicals in drinking water as a threat to public health. So this was the first national standard. Yes, they were much lower. These levels for PFOA and PFOS were much lower than what Delaware had previously proposed. There was a bill going through the legislature which proposed health limits of 21 and 14 parts per trillion, respectively, for those two chemicals. And of course, that was overtaken by the national standards when they were published first in 2023. And then there was the Biden administration also set levels for four other PFAS chemicals. So what the Biden administration did was to set a very high bar for PFAS regulation across the country.
And John, what was the timeline for enforcement of those Biden era limits? And were Delaware utilities and Delaware on track to kind of meet that deadline?
Well, what the Biden EPA set 2027 as the time when utilities would have to inform the EPA about any violations of the limits that they had set, and that any violations would be enforced starting 2 years after that. In terms of what the Delaware utilities have done, about a year ago, Veolia, which is one of the state's leading water utilities, they published their plans for setting up a PFAS filtration unit at Wilmington. And they've currently, they have a request pending at the Public Service Commission for an increase of almost $16 million in the rates that they would charge. And some of the revenue from that, if it's approved by the PSC, would be used for the cost of installing PFAS filtration at their public water plants. Artesian, which is another major water utility in Delaware, they said that they've been testing for PFAS since 2013.
The Trump administration is obviously taking a different approach. What is it doing with these limits going forward?
Well, the Trump administration has essentially done two things. It has delayed the enforcement of the Biden limits on PFOA and PFOS. Remember, those were the two chemicals that had the strictest health limits imposed on them. And so the Trump EPA has delayed implementation of those standards by 2 years until 2031. But significantly, perhaps, the Trump administration has upheld those limits. This may be an indication of the seriousness with which even an administration that is very radically anti-regulation, this may be an indication of that they have that they recognize the serious threat to public health posed by these chemicals. And of course, that's what advocates have been calling for years and years. As to the other four chemicals that had been regulated by the Biden administration, the Trump EPA has rescinded those standards and said that they will be subject to some regulatory review. Advocates for strict health limits on PFAS chemicals in general have called this an abandonment of the government's responsibility to protect public health.
So some of the Biden-era limits are sticking, some are not, and everything is being kind of pushed down the road a little bit, which brings us to where we are right now. And Delaware's response to all this appears to be Senate Bill 72, which has passed the Senate, still awaits action in the House. Tell us a little bit about what SB 72 does, John, in terms of regulating PFAS locally.
Well, if this becomes law, this will require the Division of Public Health to set up a website showing any PFAS content in local water systems that exceeds the Biden-era limits. And in addition, it would require the DPH to inform utilities if MCLs are exceeded.
And so the bill isn't technically creating enforceable limits with penalties, as Delaware had considered previously. But I guess what it's doing is effectively making the Biden-era limits for all six PFAS categories the state standard, correct?
Yes, it is. That's correct. You know, I spoke with Senator Darius Brown, the chief sponsor of this bill, and he confirmed that the Biden standards would apply. And he it also, I mean, he points out that the bill's language quote empowers Delaware residents to advocate for safer water. And so even though the bill is not, as you say, does not explicitly set PFAS health limits in Delaware water supplies, it's encouraging the public to advocate for its own protection.
I guess the theory being that if, you know, the utilities have to tell the public, hey, your water is above the limit, that the pressure from the public for them to do something about it would be the stick as opposed to fines and penalties.
Well, absolutely. I think that the as the bill's language indicates, then it's encouraging water customers to advocate for the purity of their own water supplies.
And the timeline for this going into effect, if it is passed, is pretty quick, right? So unlike the Trump administration, which seems to be pushing things out, this bill would actually kind of make things happen pretty quickly.
Well, it would. The bill overall would become effective 90 days after becoming law. And that means that the health limits would become enforceable by 2029. And the significance of that is that that's 2 years before the Trump EPA would require that enforcement. I mean, we probably should say at this point that it's the advocates and the supporters of this bill are pretty optimistic that it is actually going to become law. You know, it was passed unanimously by the Senate in recent weeks. It's now due for a hearing by a House committee. And Senator Brown said he was optimistic that the legislature as a whole would approve it and that it would be signed by the governor.
And you mentioned the water quality advocates. I mean, do they feel this is sufficient, that this kind of will get the job done, even if there isn't necessarily limits that are enforceable set by the state itself?
Well, indeed, I spoke with Dr. Jerry Kaufman. He's a longtime advocate for for stricter PFAS limits. He's the director of the University of Delaware's Water Resources Center, and he welcomed this bill as a sign that Delaware was taking the initiative on behalf of its residents at a time when the federal government is retreating.
How about the water utilities? You mentioned earlier, you know, they have been making some moves on mitigating and testing for PFAS in their systems. You know, you mentioned the fact that, you know, Veolia is saying that, hey, you know, we're putting in stuff that's going to cost some money. We may ask the ratepayers to pay a little bit more to help us pay for that, but something is happening. Does this impact them in any way from your discussions with them, this bill SB 72?
Well, the response that I got from Artesian was pretty sanguine. It said it did not expect to have to be significantly affected by SB 72, and perhaps because it's confident that, as their spokesman pointed out, that they've been testing for PFAS since 2013, so they're aware of the nature of the threat. And presumably, they think that they will be able to comply with the levels that would be effectively set by SB 72.
As we wrap up, John, is there a sense why this is the approach rather than revisiting the previous PFAS legislation, creating a state standard that was being considered before the Biden era limits were announced? And is that something the state could still look at down the road?
Well, it seems unlikely that the state would go back to its earlier proposals because, you know, what we've got here is the state now saying that they want to apply the Biden era proposals, which it's certainly in the case of PFOA and PFOS are much stricter than anything that the state previously aimed at. And so the idea here is that this is more protective by adhering to those stricter limits. This will be more protective of public health at a time than that. You know, there is ongoing concern about the very negative health effects that these chemicals have when they show up in drinking water.
And clearly they feel like the reporting of it is enough, you know, that they don't need to go down that road of enforceable limits with penalties and fines.
What they're hoping is that the public gets it, that if the public has an easy to use website that shows them specifically what the PFAS levels are of these various chemicals in their own local water supply, then that's going to motivate them to advocate for themselves.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. John's piece, Updating Delaware's Work to Address PFAS in the First State, is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. Our state politics reporter Sarah Petrowich reports on a new legislative effort to tighten regulations on multi-level marketing companies. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.